We've talked before about unschooling teams from a more general perspective, but I want to talk a little about this worry about getting into college, or more specifically, not being able to get into college because they didn't jump through the traditional hoops. And if you're new around here, I want to squash that thought right away. Unschooled teens get into college all the time. I'm Sue Patterson from Unschooling Mom to Mom, and I really want to thank you for listening. The podcast is at all the usual platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, a few more. But please subscribe, share with your friends when you like something. It helps others out there who might be struggling know that they have options and that they're not alone. So subscribe, comment if the platform allows, share, and feel free to write to me and let me know what you think. But back to teens in college. I should also add, college isn't the goal for every kid. Heck, it's not even the goal for many of the kids who do go. They were just on the school conveyor belt, and more school seems to be what high schools want to prepare kids for. Unschooled kids have hopped off the conveyor belt and are able to ascertain if they want college or not. It's a conscious choice. Sometimes it's because they want a particular career path and it's needed. Sometimes they choose college because they want to explore something in more depth. Sometimes they use it to get people off their back about learning. You know, nothing like being able to respond to a typical question with, "I don't know, I'm in college classes now." So when we talk about college, there are a couple of paths. One involves the community college and the other involves going to a university. And I guess a third path, one that's taken by many unschoolers, starting at a community college and transferring to a university. But one of the most common questions people ask is, what about transcripts? How do you translate an unschooled life into something acceptable for college admission? First, breathe. It's doable. It's not even super difficult. If you look at daily activities they've participated in, you can see how subjects weave throughout. Building a bike ramp, for instance, has elements of physics and PE, anatomy and physiology, weather, research, technology, math, all throughout. So your job as the unschooling parent is to make a list of their hobbies and activities and interests throughout their teen years. You can put those in one column, and then next to it, you can have a column that identifies the traditional subjects that are present in the activity. This helps to give you ideas of what to count on their transcript. It's going to be kind of like a patchwork quilt, a little of this, a little of that, and when you add it all up, that's English 101. So I have a blog post that you can look at that I'll link below, or you can go to the unschoolingmomtomom.com website and put transcripts in the search box. And if this seems overwhelming and a little scary, I have a mini course that you could grab with a video recording of a workshop I did about building transcripts and a really helpful workbook for you to plug everything in. And if you're thinking, uh-oh, I didn't record anything, you did take a bunch of pictures, I'll bet, and they're probably still on your phone. And you can look back at calendars to remind yourselves of various events and activities that happened. You can even sit and brainstorm with them, reminiscing about what they did year by year. Now, some people create narrative transcripts while others do more traditional transcripts. That's what we opted for. And you can see a couple of samples in the blog post or in the workbook. So once you have the transcript, what's next? Well, the next worry hurdle for parents is that they fear that their kids won't be prepared for the entrance exams or the rigorous work. They've allowed a lot of other voices, usually from their past, but always rooted in fear, to grab their attention. So let's look at those three paths to a college degree. The first one would be getting into community college. In the United States, our community college system is pretty easy to access. Some states are easier than others, but overall, there's an entrance exam that teens sign up for. They can usually access a practice test just to be familiar with the expectations that's usually at the website. And the thing to remember about these, you're not trying to get an A on the test. You're trying to show the college where you are in your usually math, reading, or writing skills. So even if the skills aren't what's expected of a high school graduate, the community college will put your teen in a class that will cover the skills they need. And interesting, those classes, whether you consider them developmental or remedial or just math 0037, are filled with students who did attend high school and still need refresher courses based on their entrance exam scores. As my daughter said, I had 12 years of doing what I wanted with my life, and I traded it for 3 semesters at college. Now I'm all caught up with all of them. I'd say I had the better deal. The second path is going straight to a university. If your teen wants to do that, they'll have to pass whatever requirements that university has set up. Maybe interviews, maybe essays, probably ACT or SAT scores. Doors aren't closed for unschoolers here because they can take courses on passing an SAT or an ACT or crack the review book and learn the material. The internet offers a variety of options to help people do this. But one thing I want to mention, especially if your child is a younger teen, a lot of maturity happens between ages 13 and 17, and even more if you're comparing to then a 19-year-old. If you can't really imagine the angst that you'd witness to get them to open that SAT review book, then it's just not time yet. And if and when they do decide they want to go, that will be the motivation to push through and gain whatever skills they need to succeed. You nagging them about studying is a red flag. Wait for maturity to do its magical thing. Engage with them in other more present day focused interests. And another thought about why unschoolers do well when they choose this way is they've been fully engaged in life. They have interesting stories to share in interviews or experiences to write about in essays that show them to be bright and interesting and the kind of applicant universities are looking for. They don't really want cookie cutter future freshmen with a large number that actually wash out and reflect badly on the university. They want students they can see that would be successful. And confident unschoolers often step right up for this. So lastly, and the most common approach is transferring from community college to a university. Way more unschooled teens opt for this route than going directly to a university. And a few reasons exist for this. Community college courses are less expensive than university level classes, so you may be fine with saving a little money on those freshman year classes and leave the big bucks for the classes in the area of the major over at the university. Having a community college track record looks good to universities that are used to looking for transcripts. Grades scored in a community college class don't carry the same skepticism that an A from your mom carries on a homeschool transcript. And that's one of the reasons I recommend not giving grades unless you absolutely have to. And students who take their first year at the local community college can ease into the idea of showing up for class and doing assignments and still come home to mom fixing dinner or their home life with supportive adults that can still offer suggestions to help them navigate. Also, after you've completed your first year in community college, you can transfer courses over to the university and enter as a sophomore without an SAT or ACT. Lots of colleges are moving away from these standardized tests anyway, but going as a transfer student allows you to skip those tests. Then you can prove yourself with the university classes. And as my son said, it's kind of easy. They tell you what they want you to read. They talk about it in class. They test you on Friday. It's not really tricky or hard to do. And then the only thing to really watch out for is taking the correct class to be transferable to the university your teen wants to ultimately attend. Certain classes are transferable while others aren't. Usually there's a table at the website or a list of courses that are accepted online. So you'll want to look for that. So those are the 3 ways that unschoolers usually go to get into college. And if you think they have to start buckling down earlier in their teens so they'll be ready, that's simply not true. remember, 18 is not a magic number. They can start whenever it fits whatever they want to do. They might even start by taking a photography course or some other hobby of interest, just to help them see that they're ready for the next step. But creating some academic prep plan is really not necessary at all. Remember, maturity is a real thing, and it won't hurt to wait for it. And you have these teen years to do fun, cool things with them, creating shared experiences and connections that keep the relationship strong. So leave a comment, send me an email if you have a specific topic or about unschooling teens that you'd like me to cover. Remember that I have the book Homeschooled Teens, where I talk to 75 young people about their lives without school. And so many families have found that to be reassuring. I'll leave a link for that. It's an Amazon too. And so that's it for me for this week. Enjoy your kids. Don't worry about the teen years. And I'll be back again next week.